Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the drum kit of one of jazz's finest, we bring you Jeff Tane Watts with the 1999 tune Mumkin Man off the CD Citizen Tane to begin this brand new hour of Neon Jazz together. The man with the nickname Tane got his career in the right shadows, spending his formative years with Wynton and Branford Marsalis. It all really took off for him when he majored in classical percussion in Pittsburgh. From there, he moved on to the Berklee School of Music, and he immediately joined the Wynton Marsalis Quartet in 1981 and won 3 Grammy Awards with the ensemble: Black Codes from the Underground, J Mood, and Marsalis Standard Time. And after 7 years with Wynton, he moved on to work with George Benson, Harry Connick Jr., and McCoy Tyner. And in 1989, he hooked up with the Branford Marsalis Quartet. And in 1989, he hooked up with Branford Marsalis' Quartet, and he won a Grammy. He is no stranger to the bright lights of TV and Hollywood. He appeared as both a musician on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and as an actor, being Rhythm Jones in Spike Lee's Mo Better Blues. He has one large discography as a sideman and 8 albums as a leader. This is one innovative cat and a fine way to begin a new hour of music together. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the middle of America, the home of 18 and Vine, the Mutual Musicians Foundation, and one of the world's most beloved jazz cats, Charlie Yardbird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of that jazz each and every time we hit the airwaves. And we're going to continue with that good vibration with a cat that has legendary status on the flugelhorn and is great with the bop idiom, Art Farmer with the 1976 tune, Namely You, off his Yesterday's Thoughts LP. Thank you.
Ben Williams. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was acclaimed bassist, bandleader, performer, music educator, and composer Ben Williams right out of New York City with the 2015 tune Smells Like Teen Spirit off his very well-received CD, Coming of Age. This young cat has already gigged with Wynton Marsalis, George Benson, Pat Metheny, Chaka Khan, Stefan Harris, Benny Golson, and the list goes on. And he also completed his new film debut with Don Cheadle in the upcoming biography on Miles Davis called Miles Ahead. And finally, he won his first Grammy with Pat Metheny and the Unity Band for Best Jazz Instrumental in 2012. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Ben had this to say about why he loves jazz. It's a great answer.
It allows me to be me, you know. It's like a big house I can just kind of run around in. I never really feel restricted. All the freedom that I need is there. I have a lot of ideas a lot of times.
From the talented modern-day outfit called All Included, here's the 2015 tune, Satan in Plain Clothes. Dig it, baby.
Thank you. This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. Love with me. Cause I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I
That was jazz vocalist Helen Forrest with the tune I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me. Since she hooked up with the Harry James Band in 1941, she never looked back. This powerful voice out of Atlantic City, New Jersey, got her first real gig prior to Harry James in 1934 at the age of 17 at WNEW in New York singing commercials. That was only really the beginning of a career that would go on to become things of pure legend in jazz vocals. And speaking of those vocals, here's singer, actress, and game show panelist J.P. Morgan with the 1958 tune Just You, Just Me.
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and cool. Just us, just we. I have missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round a wonderful you. Charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you, just me. We've missed an awful lot. Let's find that cozy spot where I can tie a lover's knot.
In San Francisco, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz guitarist Renee Thomas with the 1956 song Get Happy off the LP Modern Group 2. Born in Belgium, he would become one of the great jazz guitarists of the 1960s. Renee was primarily an unknown, even though he was so gifted. It was in the early 50s that he moved to Paris and connected with the modern jazz scene there. It was in 1956 that he moved to Canada and connected with American musicians like Sonny Rollins. That led to him playing in a concert in Philadelphia and for a recording with Sonny Rollins and the Big Brass Band. And that opened the floodgates to playing with the finest around. Stan Getz, Miles Davis, and Jackie McLean, and Sonny has that effect on people. The dream came to a close in 1975 when he died of a sudden heart attack in Spain on tour with Lou Bennett. Here's Wayne Wallace next with the tune Freedom Jazz Dance off the 2009 CD Bien Bien. Thank you.
Cuban Jazz Cartel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was saxophonist, composer, and author Walt Weisskopf with the 2009 tune Simplicity. It all began in New York, gigging with the Buddy Rich Band in 1981 at the age of 21. And from that stratospheric beginning, he went on to become a leader and a sideman with 12 critically acclaimed CDs and droves of sideman credits with legends like Sinatra, Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, Steve Smith's Jazz Legacy, and many more. He also has solid chops as a composer, and his 5 books on advanced topics in improvisation are among the most respected in the field. These days, he is teaching part-time at Temple University. From the jazzy clarinet of the great Buddy DeFranco, here's the 1959 tune, Blues for Space Travelers. And man, these cats always gobble up the great names.
need my jazz fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great trombonist, keyboardist, composer, conductor, arranger, and producer Michael Gibbs, giving you the 2015 tune Mood off his CD In My View. And finally, we bring you a cat that has over five decades in his rear view, and it's the great Chuck Minone, with his faithful quintet in tow with the 1962 tune Solar. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the sun in our solar studio around here, the Neon Pete's Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Like what you heard, let us know. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.